Welcome to the 21st Century K podcast. I'm Hannah. I teach elementary school and I help other teachers bridge the gap between their traditional elementary teaching career and all the career opportunities the 21st century has to offer teachers like you. We are still talking about social media this week. Last week, we talked all about batch working and how I was failing at the moment. This week, we'll talk a little more about that when we talk about scheduling social media posts, how it can save you time and make your work time more focused, and above all, add to your consistency, which is key when you're building a social media following. Thanks for joining. Welcome back for another episode on using social media for your online business. Last week, our topic was batch working, and I shared how I was absolutely failing at batch working last week. And the thing about working in batches or grouping like tasks and completing, many of them at the same time is that it frees up more time later. It stops that hurried, frantic, always behind feeling because you have completed tasks and accomplished something well in advance. And it's crazy, but so much about success in business, in life, and in anything you do is about mindset. And so when you can complete several like tasks together and work ahead, you give yourself that feeling of accomplishment and success and completion. And when you feel that way about all of these small everyday tasks that you need to do for your business, that confidence boosts you forward and gives you more time to tackle bigger tasks that are going to give you more bang for your buck in your business, like working on digital resources to sell or building a course or taking a course to help move the needle forward in your business. So it's not just about getting things done and working smarter, not harder. It is about creating that feeling of accomplishment and success so that you continue to feed yourself forward. Whereas if you're like me last week, you're doing things late, you're doing things one at a time, you're trying to multitask, which there's really no such thing, and you have this frantic behind feeling, and you can get yourself in a real spot, and it's hard to pull yourself out of it. So there's my little two cents about batch working and my real life example about how not batch working and working ahead put me behind the eight ball last week with getting my tasks done. Now this week, totally different story. And part of that is because of our topic for this week, which is scheduling your social media posts. So last week we talked about batch working and putting together like tasks. And maybe that means creating static or video posts in bulk so that you might come up with a week's worth or even a month's worth of content at a time. And that is super helpful to already have on hand. It helps plan. It gives you a theme moving forward with your content. But the next step after that is to actually go ahead and schedule those posts. And so that's our topic for this week. And you may not have realized that you can schedule social media posts within each social media platform for free. The tools are there. You just have to know where to click, where to access them, and how to set it all up. But you can also use other free apps or paid for services to help you stay organized and post, especially if you want to post one thing to multiple platforms. There are apps you can use for that. I use an app called Buffer. I'll tell you more about that later. But there's lots of different options for scheduling your post. So why would you want to schedule posts? I think that's kind of obvious, right? So we've batch worked and we've created all this content. Now we schedule it out. So day by day, on the day to day, we don't have to think about going in and posting, It just happens. My posts are set up to happen about 5 a.m. before I ever even get out of bed. And so they pop onto all of my platforms and they're done for the day. And because I batch work and plan ahead, I can have them all scheduled out so I don't have to think about it every single day. And being able to schedule feeds back into that consistency, which is the key to success in social media. You absolutely have to post really every day, if not every couple of days, if you want to have success. And you have to have different types of content and stay within your niche. All the details that we'll talk about next week when we talk about planning social media content. But scheduling and batch working will help you on the front end to stay consistent. Gary Vaynerchuk is a top-notch, like, phenomenal entrepreneur, author, and educator and podcaster in the world of social media marketing. And my motivational quote is from him this week: micro content plus community management equals effective social media marketing. So what is micro content? It's defined as short, bite-sized content that can be consumed quickly by your audience, primarily on social media. So it's a post, it's a reel, it's a story or series of stories, but it's little bits of content that you provide for your audience. That's where your value comes in. That's where you build their trust. They get to know you. And it is absolutely imperative to building an online business. So when you create that micro content and then add that to community management, to engagement with your followers, that is when you begin to see an effective social media marketing strategy emerge. And scheduling and consistency only improves that community management and providing that valuable content to your audience. So very quickly, how do you schedule a post on social media? It's pretty simple. I'll give Instagram as an example. When you create a static post or a reel, you have lots of options right when you get ready to complete your caption and click post. If you will scroll to the bottom, and among those options are all different things. You can choose topics to narrow the focus of your post. You can add your location, which was a big time tip I got from another social media marketer, an affiliate marketer. Put your location. It will increase your views almost immediately. So I add my state. I don't put my exact town or my exact place, but I do add my state, and it has made a difference. If you keep scrolling past those other options that you can explore, the last one is advanced settings. When you click advanced settings, at the top of the list, it says schedule this post, and there's a little toggle button. If you click the toggle, it will pull up a scrolling calendar. You can choose the month, the date, and the time that you would like that post to show up in your feed. When you choose the month, day, and time, you click OK. And then when you go back to post, instead of post on the button, it will say schedule. As soon as you click it, it is saved, it is scheduled, and it will appear in your feed at the exact time and date of your choosing. How simple is that? So think about this in terms of batch working. You've batch created a week's worth of posts. You can go in on Sunday and create the post, create the captions, add the hashtags, add the location, all that good stuff, and schedule one per day for that week, and it's done. It's absolutely done ahead of time, and you don't have to think about it again for 5 days. So scheduling is super important, and it is a small, easy thing that can make a big difference in the day-to-day operations of your side hustle. So last week, I was not following the rules of scheduling and batch working. This week, I've done a much better job. In fact, I took about 2 hours yesterday. At the beginning of every month, I take 2 hours, sometimes a little more, to go ahead and batch create the entire month's work of static posts and plan my reels. I don't necessarily record them or create them until the day of, but I'm still working on that. I go ahead and plan and create all my static posts and save them. Then, sometimes weekly, sometimes every other week, this time I did 2 weeks at once, I go into my favorite scheduling app called Buffer. I do have a monthly subscription, and I can send you an affiliate link for that. With Buffer, I can create one static post, so a photo with a caption, on my hashtags, all that good stuff. Then I can link all of my social media accounts, and I can create the post once, click all of my platforms, and have it post to all of my platforms either simultaneously or at different times throughout a day, but I can schedule them out to post all at once. So I don't have to go in and schedule in Instagram, in X, in Facebook, on Pinterest. I have all of those accounts linked up. So when I create that post and schedule it and choose a date and time, it will magically appear in all of those feeds. So this week, I'm winning at the batch working and the scheduling game. I spent about an hour, I think, yesterday taking those pre-made posts that I had and going ahead and finishing out the month of February. So all of my posts are scheduled. And even so far as my email marketing is created and scheduled and set to post on all the days. I do the same with my podcast ahead of time when I'm working ahead. And that is how I keep up with the day to day. And it frees up my power hours every morning to work on the big stuff like resources or learning or creating content, other content. I hope that this has been helpful. I look forward to hearing more about how you're batch working and scheduling your content going forward. Next week, we'll talk more about social media and how to actually plan those posts. Thanks for listening. If you're ready to make your own personal business plan, then I am here for you. I've created a free resource that includes over 10 different Google Slides that you can use to start planning your business today. All you need is to download this free resource, click the link to make yourself a copy, and get started planning your dreams. These slides include everything you need to create a digital vision board for your business, plan yearly, quarterly, and monthly goals and track them, identify your niche and your target audience, and get started creating and planning your social content so that you can build that know, like, and trust factor and put yourself and your expertise out there for others to find. I would love for you to download this resource, use it, and then report back to me. Follow me at HannahStark21st on Instagram and send me a message sharing how your business plans are coming to life. I'd love to answer any questions and help you along the way. If you are absolutely completely stuck and you want to chat one-on-one, in person, online, or locally, if you know me, then you can sign up for a one-on-one coaching call following the link in the show description as well. I am so excited to join you on this journey beyond your traditional teaching career and out into the world of business opportunities that the 21st century has to offer teachers like you.